Well, it's the end of an era for a well-known dairy stud in Tasmania's northwest. Just over 200 cows from Panatana Holsteins went under the hammer yesterday. The sale drew a large local crowd, a nod to more than four decades of breeding by farmers Ian and Marianne Hortle.
Well, obviously I was born on a dairy farm and Dad had bred up cows for a fair few years using AI bulls and so forth. So I came home from school. I had an interest before I left school and came home and said, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Decided I want to breed better cows. I had a passion for cows. So we decided to register the herd and breed our own registered, purebred registered cows out of our own commercial herd. So we went through the Pendix system, which is over a series of four generations at that time. Used good bulls to get where I am, I suppose, today. And fortunate enough, I've a lot of accolades on the way through.
Holsteins?
Always Holsteins. Oh, I had a few jerseys at one stage. I actually bought in a few purebred jerseys, but I found as the Holsteins got bigger, the jerseys didn't take too kindly to the size-wise, so they went, yeah.
What traits have you targeted with your Holsteins?
Most bulls will improve traits, I did actually concentrate on legs and feet to start with, and then we went for longevity. Obviously, I always liked a good cow to look good, so the rump structures came, because the rump structures changed over the years, so we had to go with that. And then breeding for temperament, which is a big issue in our dairies these days. If you get good temperament heifers and so forth, they come in, they're brute and they're easy to handle. And when I've always mainly had a lot of women workers, and they've been good for them to work with. As I've read through them, another one was the composites of the milk, which are the butter fat and your protein percentages. I've never really concentrated on using a high-rated bull for milk, because that's what it came with, the feeding of it. But I never used a bull that was minus for milk or anything like that. So,
what's the size of the herd?
Around, we probably carry about 240, 250. This last couple of years, because it's been a bit hard to sell heifers, that we actually got over 250 this year, to milking wise, which is very tight. And of course, I've only got 200 acres to milk off. Yeah. I used to sell heifers to China to export, but I preferred to actually sell them locally here, so I knew they were here. And when you had repeat buyers, I thought, yeah, I was doing the right thing. So I targeted our own community, more or less, state to actually sell them to.
Why are you selling up?
Good question. It's not for the passion or love of the animals. I just dearly love breeding them. I'm not getting younger anymore, unfortunately. My wife and I like to travel, and we find trying to run a dairy farm, a dairy herd, even though we have a son and a daughter, but they've got young children, and we just made the point that they've got to live their life with their children until they get older or whatever. Yeah, I suppose being tied to the farm because of that reason, and we decided, yes. I was toying around putting on share farmers or releasing out, but then I didn't like my animals to be handled by anyone else.
You're a bit protective.
Yeah, very protective, yes. I love my animals, yeah. And that was my passion, breeding them, yeah.
How do you think you'll feel on the weekend when all of the dairy cows are off the farm?
I'm not looking forward to that, yeah. But, yeah, that's going to be sad, yeah. Yeah, because there's a few special cows there. Yeah.
Do they have names?
All got names, numbers, yes. Originally going to have the sale back in October, and because of the weather conditions and the drought on the mainland and the milk prices and whatever, things weren't looking really good, so we decided to put it off until end of March, April, what we are today. A lot of interest, a lot of local interest, like Tasmanian interest, as it was mainland this here today too. Yeah, interest is really good, but the thing that's come out of this day today is the local community support. Yeah, no, it's been really good, yeah, just the support. Yeah, just being in the industry and being able to survive, I suppose it's got to be high, and we've always supplied line, or as I've changed that, four name changes now, and probably, and high was actually, silly as it sounds, but actually fighting against our milk company to get a price that we fully deserved, and taking them to task and winning, so that was a low, we had to do that, but then it was a pretty big plus because I was heavily involved in that. They called me the media tart at that time, but just to come out on top of that was probably a bigger hole, yes.
There was 100% clearance of that herd with the average cow price at $1,983. Victorian auctioneer Nick Flanagan says that figure exceeded his expectations in what's been a fairly flat market for dairy cows.
You know, today was an outstanding result. You know, as I said, we underestimated the support that the Tasmanian locals would give the Hordles, and we're very pleased for the Hordles because they're extremely passionate people about their cows and love their cows. So, we're thrilled. Absolutely outstanding result.
Coming into this sale, did you have some apprehensions or advice for the Hordles about the possible prices they could fetch for their cows in this climate?
Yeah, we did, yeah, and we had that discussion with them, with Ian and Marianne and James, and they were a little surprised on where we were, where we were thinking, and you know, and it's just a conversation you've got to have because you can't do it at lot 40. So we were surprised with how positive things were, and you know, the number of registered bidders. We thought we'd get a pretty good crowd because it's an auction, it's not something that's common down here. So we anticipated that part, but we didn't anticipate the support that the Hordle family would get for their cows. And so they should, you know, they're a quality herd of cows, no doubt about that. Lots of breeding behind them, and they've worked hard to the way in their management, and the cows look in their wedding dress. You know, I told Ian a month ago when I was down here doing the catalogue, that, you know, 4th of April, that's your grand final day. You know, you've been getting ready for 45 years. And the cows look according, and then they sold well. So I guess it's just reassuring to know that quality cows will still sell well.
How does this sale compare to what you've been dealing with in Victoria with dispersal sales there?
Yeah, certainly with the buoyancy and the feverish bidding, poles apart from what we've experienced in northern Victoria at the moment. And we've got a sale next week. And I wouldn't anticipate it'll go as well as today.
Can you put a price on the difference?
You should be able to buy good cows in Victoria at the moment for $1,600, $1,600, like really top end cows. There's probably a lot of cows getting sold at $1,200, $1,300. So it's, you know, we quote to people that $1,500 is the new $2,000. You know, in a normal season when cows will make $2,000, and this year they're back to $1,500, which is a big drop, no doubt. And that's hard for people to deal with. That, you know, their asset is declining all the time. So not only are they losing money in their own day-to-day running of their business, their assets are declining at an extremely rapid rate too. So, you know, chopper cows have helped that and propped that price up, but that's about all. You know, so demand for cows is very limited. There's no doubt the whole state of Victoria is extremely cash flow tight. And, yeah, like I say, people have got to make the decision, you know, whether they want to continue on and risk losing that money, or they want to take a price and get out. So, that's the decision they got to make. We just give them the information that we believe is correct, and then they make that call for themselves.
A bit of interstate interest here today?
Yeah, there was. There's quite a few going back to the mainland. Probably the main buyer was Oakdale Dairies, and they'll go back to Longwarrie in Gippsland, and there's another Gippsland buyer and another Western District buyer and another Northern Victorian buyer. So, there's a bit of interest from the mainland, but probably similar to what we thought. Like I say, the support from the local farmers was much stronger than we anticipated, for sure.
Nick Flanagan from Flanagan Livestock Services in Victoria, involved with the sale of Ian and Marianne Hordle's Holstein stud cows at Moriarty in the northwest of the state. And that report from Larissa Smith.